I think the biggest thing for me has been how I've changed is the fact that before I know that I know my business, but I would be so anxious and, hypercritical about, okay, am I prepared? Am I ready to go? I was focusing too much on how the meeting would go, whether it would be good or bad, instead of just being present and focusing. You've helped me focus more on being present. And as long as you have done your preparation and you can come in prepared, there's no need to really be worried, and just be present, come with the best intentions. And that has really reduced my anxiety with meetings and has really allowed for more productive meetings, which has been really great, really wonderful. And it's actually something I'm working with my team on too. I sent them a note the other day, and it was, preparation for our line review meetings. And it was breathe, be prepared, but then let it go. No staying on super late tonight. Just do your preparation and be done. And focus on the good outcomes. That's another biggest thing is normally it's like, okay, is this going to go well? What's not going to happen? That should happen, or what do they want to happen that's not going to happen? And instead of focusing on all of those what ifs, let's focus on how we're going to make it a good meeting. And just that shift in mindset has really helped myself and my team. We've had really productive meetings over the past couple weeks with our bigger presentations, which has been wonderful. And they have both said to me separately, thank you too, which has been really cool.
Wow.
Been nice and something we're really just focusing on. So really helpful. The shift in my team size and also focusing on, just how do we get better? Let's just focus on being better and not being stressed about being better has really done a lot for all of us. And one thing that's been incredibly beneficial with these sessions too is it's not okay, here's this project, here's how I'm doing on it, Viva. It's been much more of here's where my mindset's at because I know what I need to do and I know I can do it. It's just the shift in mindset which allows for a better outcome in performance, which is, I think, different than any other coaching session I've heard my coworkers talk about, which has been really great. The progress that I am most proud of is in the past, I have not been able to stop myself when with the negative thinking of, oh gosh, are we prepared? Are we ready? But now I am actively focusing on stopping that mindset. And I've never been able to catch myself before. But right the past couple of weeks, I've been able to catch myself and say, no, we are prepared. We're fine. It's going to be great. Which leads me to the next question, because I think the most meaningful aha moment, and I'll always remember this, and I apply it to every part of my life, is instead of saying you're anxious about something, say you're eager about something.
Yes.
That has stuck with me, and that's probably the biggest thing that has stuck with me, because it's one simple word that changes the outcome. It changes your mindset. And it's just been really a welcome and wonderful change for me, which is just amazing. Just something so simple. So that's the biggest aha moment is, you could say I'm anxious, yes, but it's because I'm eager because I care. And then that shift has just been really wonderful. That's what we just talked about, that being able to pause and focus and shift to from anxious to eager and just say, nope, no self criticalness for this meeting. We're prepared, we're ready to go. And just stopping the what ifs. That will be something I've done since we've had that conversation. Because it was such a different experience than what I was expecting. Like if I were have to say like what didn't you get out of it that you thought you were going to, it would be, well, I wasn't checking in on projects. But that's not the style of these meetings, which is why I chose you as my coach, is because I wanted to, I know I don't need help keeping pace with what I need to accomplish. It's more of the self part mm-hmm. that I needed to work on, which is what set you apart as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And which I knew I needed to challenge myself with that. And I've seen the most change, I think, because of it. And I really think any other coach would probably have perpetuated my negative self loop that I could be on sometimes, like, okay, is everything prepared? Is everything ready? So that has, I've been super thankful about that. I feel like I've been honest. I feel like I have come to the table with the things that I struggle with the most.
Mm-hmm.
We've walked through some, you know, how to deal with different people you might not get along with as well, which that's been helpful. I really feel like I've gotten everything that I can out of this experience, which has been great. The thing that I think I will miss the most, because there are not, sometimes there aren't things where I have to, there aren't things that I need to bring up. For mm-hmm. example, things might be going well, but I still feel like the check-ins are important because it's a nice weekly reminder
mm-hmm.
to keep that tone of what we discuss. And even if we talk about the same things week over week, it's just, it helps you practice that mindset.
Exactly.
So that is a different, something different than, about this experience, but also something that I will miss the most. I don't need the coaching on, okay, how are you doing with your goals and your project? And it's the check-in of, you know, reminding us why we're all here and why we're doing what we're doing. So
yes,
I'll miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a hub for keeping the wheels on the bus, so to speak. And we don't give ourselves enough credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good feedback to hear, because sometimes we don't talk about it enough, but it's something we will work on, which is good. I know we can do whatever's needed of us. It's just, you know, being aligned and clear and coming in with a clean slate, like you said.
Yes. And having positive expectations.
Oh yes, exactly. Keeping, I mean, that's one thing for meetings too, but it's also managing relationships, have positive expectations about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can apply that as well.
Yeah.